Try the radio.
Here we go.
Yes, please, please, let's go.
Begin the sequence.
There's nothing wrong with your radio.
What's this?
Wednesday.
Welcome to the show. Thank you for joining
us. Come on, guys. Hurley Worm gets the worm.
Are you ready?
We are good to go.
Bring it on.
Let Wednesday begin.
It's showtime.
Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. Here's Lauren and Wally.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome to fabulous Wednesday morning. It's the 6th of June, and amazingly enough, Hank just pointed out to us that snow was reported on top of Mount Washington yesterday.
Yeah, they've recorded an inch of snow every month this year.
Yikes.
Although it's less likely in June, July, and August, it's not unlikely.
Okay. Oh, you see, things we got coming up today. Coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to give you a granted 60 seconds. Yes, the game will be played right here, WROR. So, hey, Kate Spade. Wow, what a shocker that was yesterday, huh?
You know, we hold celebrities to such this lofty status. You don't see them as human beings as much, but... just a very sad story. I mean, mental illness is a horrible, common affliction in the country that affects probably every family that listens right now.
We will have a special report with LBF Dirty Laundry this morning.
We're going to cover the changes with Miss America as well.
How about that, huh?
So, yeah.
I like those changes.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's good.
I don't know.
We'll watch reruns of the old ones if we want to see the bathing suit.
I guess we'll just go to the beach.
Yeah, yeah. Well, that's a good idea.
Actually, LBF is doing some reporting from the beach
today.
She'll be calling in live to
nice.
Give us her dirty laundry.
Listen, everything looked pretty good in Foxborough yesterday, Lauren.
Yep, Brady and Gronk were both there, and everybody looked spectacular. So, and all is well, and what did Belichick say?
Well, yeah, he's on to Wednesday, right?
On to Wednesday, yes. Okay. Let me see. Oh, did you see the... additional footage of the Guatemala volcano. Unbelievable. You know, you don't have any idea what that's like until you see, actual footage of the ash coming at people and all that sort of thing.
The Earth is angry right now.
Yeah, the Earth is very angry. Yeah. But Guatemala, Hawaii, all of this is coming up this morning right here on the Lauren and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR, the Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
This is what you've been waiting for. Opportunity to win $1,000 in cash instantly. And on the line with us is a gentleman from Gloucester, Massachusetts. His name is Bill Johns. He's an environmental technician. Good morning, Bill. How are you?
Good morning.
Morning. So, Bill, you feeling good? Yeah. Feeling excited about this?
I'm ready to go. I'm ready, anxious, and ready to win.
You watch a lot of Real Housewives, Bill?
No.
Oh, boy.
Do
you think that's going to be a problem?
I'm kidding.
I don't know. Okay, Bill, here's what's going to happen to you. LBF is going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background ticking off the 60 seconds. At the end, there will be a loud, annoying buzzer to indicate the time is up. If, by any chance, you get all 10 right in 60 seconds, you get $1,000 in cash. Now, at any time as you're moving through, you can say pass if you don't know the answer. Then, if there's time left over at the end, you can come back and pick them up. And once again, if you get them all... it's $1,000 in cash. So are you prepared to go?
I am ready, willing, and able.
All right.
Okay. Here we go.
Three, two, one,
go.
In Peter Pan, what sort of animal was Nana?
A cat.
In football, where do the Redskins come from?
Washington.
What does the B stand for in scuba diving?
Breathing.
What color is an Oscar award?
Gold.
Who was the first man to set foot on the moon?
Neil Armstrong.
What is the capital of the state of Virginia?
Roanoke.
In Forrest Gump, his mom says, life is like a box of what?
Chocolates.
Who became the first U.S. president to resign in office?
Pass.
Who lost part of his ear to the teeth of Mike Tyson in 1997?
Evander Holyfield.
What is Minneapolis's twin city?
St. Paul.
Who became the first U.S. president to resign in office?
Woodrow Wilson.
Okay, well, you have lots
of
time.
You finished all the answers. You got all the answers in time. Okay, that's
really
the good
well.
News. That's the good news. The bad news
but
is...
you didn't get them all right.
You missed three.
Okay, in Peter Pan, Nana was a dog. Richmond is the capital of Virginia, and Nixon was the first U.S. president to resign in office.
Wow.
But I was very
really
impressed
good.
With you.
But yeah,
really,
you
kept
your
cool, calm, and collected on the whole
I liked
thing
your
here.
Style.
So we have a fine consolation prize for you. you won a $100 Stop and Shop gift card.
Ooh.
Watermelon is in season. Check out this month's edition of Savory Magazine for recipes for this nutritious, refreshing fruit. Wouldn't it be funny if they had Gallagher doing that? Pick up your copy today at your local Stop and Shop. Thank you very much for playing the game. I want you to have yourself a terrific day, and you can walk with your head held up high today. You did a great job, okay?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. All right.
Everybody else,
okay.
If you want to play, you got to register. Log on to WRR.com. You could be a contestant playing next, and we would like to say thank you so much. You could win $1,000 in cash from our wonderful friends at Century Bank. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, really cool.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Okay, everybody, it's time for your 620 Men from Maine, so here we go.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed adventure begins, Ephus has decided to enlist in the Air Force, and he's at the Bangor Air Force Recruiting Center and Beauty Salon when we hear...
Say, what skills do you bring to the Air Force, son?
Well, I chop wood.
Well, we don't need wood choppers in the Air Force. What else you know how to do?
Well, I chop wood.
Now listen here, you're not listening to me. We don't need wood choppers. This is the 20th century.
Well, you hired my brother.
Well, of course we did. It says here your brother's a pilot.
Well, dang it, I have to chop it before he can pilot.
Join us again next time for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
Lorne and Wally.
Well, good morning. 105.7 WR. Good morning, it's Lorne Wally. It's 20 minutes past 6 now. So, have you seen, you watch America's Got Talent?
Yeah, I watch it a lot. Yeah.
Did you happen to see the kid with the
impressions? We've got for you for late night TV. You know, we'll stay up and watch it so you don't have to. I've got Chris Hardwick on Conan last night telling us about self-driving cars. But then, yes, America's Got Talent. This is, you know, if Miss America went in this direction, this would be a real talent. This is an 11-year-old Lily Walker. She was on there, and I don't know how you can say no to this. Her talent, you know what it was? Animal noises.
Oh, wow.
Listen to this. 11 years old.
Turkey. Horse. Dog. This is for you, Simon. Dog. My duck.
Wow.
Brilliant.
Now, my rooster.
I'm not sure whether this is going to win, so we're going to have to step up the act a little bit, Lily.
Okay.
But I'm really happy that you auditioned. I'm going to kick this off with a yes.
Thank you.
I give you a yes as well.
Thank
hey, really?
You.
Well,
I mean,
I'm
you
giving you your
that.
Third yes.
Thank you.
How are you?
I am giving you your fourth yes.
Thank you.
Well, there you go. When your kids are making weird noises around the house, they could be on America's Got Talent.
Actually, maybe she can go to Tufts Veterinary School.
That too.
Very good. Very good.
And then we do have Chris Hardwick. He was on Conan last night talking about self-driving cars. Are we really ready?
Ooh. I don't think we're ready as a culture for self-driving cars. We have not mastered autocorrect yet. Like, we're not ready. Siri is right, like, what, 30% of the time? At best. So are you ready to have that kind of technology when you're in your car? Like, and you're in a speeding metal coffin, you'll be like, Siri, slow down, there's kids ahead. Did you say mow down those kids till they're dead?
105.7 WRR. The Lauren and Wally Show.
So I don't know about you, but yesterday I, for one, was very interested. All day just waiting to see what happened out of Boxborough, minicamp. So I think that the thing I was really waiting for more than anything else, because I had total confidence that Tom Brady was going to be in good shape, Gronk was going to be in good shape, because, you know, that's what they do for a living. They take care of themselves.
Yeah, they're pros. On here.
They're professionals.
And Gronk stood up there and took questions. He was great.
Sure. Yeah, completely. But Brady refused to speak to the press. But it was kind of interesting. So I've maintained all along that this not showing up for the voluntary workouts was a media problem, not a football problem. Yeah, because, you know, everybody wants to, generate a lot of controversy because controversy equals ratings. So I was anxious to see what Bill Belichick's reaction was. The reaction was pretty interesting here. Now, I'm not saying that he was really, really happy with them not showing up for, you know, voluntary workouts, but it is what it is. And you can tell that, for example, the press here is trying to get a rise out of Belichick.
I love when Byron Barnett shows up. Then you know it's a big story.
Yeah. He asks the tough questions.
That's right.
So he's trying to get a rise out of Belichick on this thing. And here's what we get.
Is it good to have your quarterback here?
It's good to have all players here. It's always good to work with all the players.
Coach, did the absence of Tom Brady and Rob Gronkowski slow your progress down at all, or how did that affect what you've been trying to do?
Yeah, well, the OTA system is voluntary.
But did it affect your progress or what you were trying to do at all? Have any effect at all?
It's a voluntary program.
Do you have to catch the players who weren't here up at all?
Well, that's the answer.
Do you have to catch the players who weren't here for the last 7 weeks up at all?
Yeah, we have players that are in various stages of participation, and so everybody does what they can, best they can, to get ready to go, whatever they can do. So we have guys that are in a lot of different situations.
Okay.
Do you think, you know, Bill Belichick getting ready to go to Foxborough for the day just stood in his mirror with his cut-off sleeves, repeating over and over to himself, the OTA system is voluntary. The OTA system is voluntary.
Totally voluntary.
Totally voluntary. It's voluntary.
I wonder if he says in his head, oh, my God, is Byron Barnett going to be there?
You think
what about Dan Shaughnessy? Oh, God.
Okay, so, you know.
I think it's a good sign that Belichick is moving on. You know, let's move along.
Brady
looked
great. He threw a 55-yard pass in practice. Gronk made an unbelievable stretching catch from Brian Hoyer later in the practice. They look good.
And life continues.
That's right.
It's on to today.
That's right. Big performance last night at Fenway from knuckleballer Stephen Wright. 7 innings, 2-hit, shutout ball. He had 6 strikeouts as the Red Sox beat the Tigers 6-0 at Fenway Park. Once again, we do this all the time. J.D. Martinez was the man.
Fly ball, left center field. That one way, way back there. It travels. It is gone. Off of the standard out there in left center field. Martinez with his 20th home run of the season. And another one he absolutely smashed.
Leads the league, 20 home runs. Remember, this is the guy we were worried about in spring training because he didn't hit one home run.
Home runs, yeah.
Yeah, he had 2 hits and 2 RBIs. Xander Bogaerts, he's hitting the ball. He had his 9th home run. Eduardo Rodriguez against the Tigers' Blaine Hardy tonight. NBA Finals moves to Cleveland tonight. The Warriors leading the Cavs 2-0. Both teams have gone on record saying they won't go to the White House if they win the NBA title, no matter if they get invited or not.
I'm not either.
The Capitals can wrap up their first ever Stanley Cup tomorrow night in Las Vegas. Game 5 against the Golden Knights. The Caps lead 3-1. Revs were in action in Louisville, Kentucky last night. They lost to Louisville City 3-2 in the 4th round of the U.S. Open Cup. And the final day of Major League Baseball's draft is today. Yesterday, the Detroit Tigers drafted Roger Clemens' son, second baseman, and University of Texas star Cody Clemens with the first pick in round 3. Kid's a power hitter, too. It looks good. A lot smaller than Roger, but he looks like he's got Major League potential. That's a look at sports, which is brought to you by Sullivan Tire.
Well, coming up next, we got a bell buster for you here. What are we doing today in the bell
buster? That's right. It's brought to you by Eagle Bank. Well, I'm going to call Debbie. Her neighbor, Alicia, wanted to get her for her birthday, and I called Debbie about her kid's lemonade stand. We're kind of cracking down on some of these businesses.
I'm sorry. You're cracking down on what exactly? Like, are you saying that my kid selling lemonade for 25 cents a cup is a business?
It's an exchange of goods and services for money. That's a business. Have you had any of the health inspectors out to check out those lemons at all?
Oh, my God. Like, are you not allowed to have a lemonade stand at your house?
Oh, my God!
The Lauren and Wally Show.
What the f*** is that, bro?
105.7 WROR.
Hello?
The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. The Lauren and Wally Show. 105.7 WROR.
Alicia wants to get her neighbor, Debbie, a nice Brian Bellbuster for her birthday. So I called Debbie about the possible illegal lemonade stand she's been running.
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Hi, trying to reach Debbie.
This is Debbie.
Hi, Joe Quimby from Town Hall here. Debbie?
Oh, hi.
We've been calling in your neighborhood. There have been some kids setting up a lemonade stand up in your neighborhood.
Yeah.
Is that your kids doing that?
Yeah, I have 2 kids. They It was hot, so I told them they could set up a lemonade stand after school. Is there an issue?
We were notified just because it seemed like you guys were doing some good business there. You had a few cars stopping, even getting some lemonade from the kids.
Well, I mean, yeah, it was like the couple of the neighbors stopped by. They did well. They were excited.
We noticed traffic issues in the area, and if you're going to do that again, you might need to call down to the police department and get a detail so they can put an officer out there to direct traffic. They get like $65 an hour, so if you want to notify them before you do that again, that would be great.
Wait a second. What?
Well, yeah, we don't want it to cause a traffic issue.
There was not a traffic issue. I mean, we're in a like small street. Like, there wasn't a traffic issue. There was like a couple of neighbors that were driving home from work that stopped. I mean,
yeah, well,
it
public
wasn't
safety.
Holding up any traffic.
Public safety. Got to be safe. We are kind of cracking down on some of these businesses in town that are kind of going under the radar. You know, kids selling lemonade. I know there were some kids in your neighborhood cutting lawns. We're talking to their parents too, and these girls going door to door selling cookies. We're kind of cracking down on some of these businesses.
I'm sorry. You're cracking down on what exactly? Like, are you saying that my kid selling lemonade for 25 cents a cup is a business?
Yeah, well, it's an exchange of goods and services for money. That's a business. Do you have a permit to operate that business?
Since when do you need a permit to have a lemonade stand at the end of your driveway, sir?
Yeah, I mean, you're in a residential area, so there's a fee for, like, the business permit and everything.
Wait a second. This is not a business, sir. It's like kids selling lemonade. We're basically, like, the price is basically, like, a joke. They're not gaining really any money. It's just something to do. The kid down the street is mowing his lawn. Like, does he have to get a permit too and like a cop detail? Like, this is insane. Like, when did these rules and regulations go into effect?
Have you been to a town meeting lately? Well, and the kid doesn't need a detail to mow the lawn. I mean, he just needs the business permit. Have you had any of the health inspectors out to check out those lemons at all?
Like, are you not allowed to have a lemonade stand at your house?
Well, once you start charging money for it, it does become an issue. You might want to check with the IRS, too.
What is your name, sir?
Do you have an FID number?
What is your name, sir?
That's Joe Quimby.
Joe Quimby?
Yeah, Joe Quimby.
Who is your superior?
I'm just down here in the town clerk's office. That's it, the town clerk's office, yeah.
And that is your job, to call people and tell them they need a health inspector for their lemonade stand? Are you out of your mind, sir?
Can't be too careful when serving the public.
Oh, my God. We're not serving the freaking public. We're serving our neighbors down the street who want a little drink from a little kid.
Did you happen to give any lemonade to your neighbor, Alicia?
I don't know. Maybe her kids were outside, too. Like, how do you know that my neighbor is Alicia? What, are you stalking my whole life?
No, Debbie, but Alicia called me, Brian Bell, here at the Lauren and Wally Show.
Oh.
This is a Brian Bell buster. She just wanted to wish you a happy birthday, Debbie.
I love your show. Oh, my God. I'm like, Alicia, I'm going to kill her. She told you to call me. I'm like freaking out right now.
I would raise the price on her lemonade next time, okay?
Yeah, really, really. Oh, my God. When you said health inspector, I was like, about my head was going to explode.
Hey, and thanks for listening to the Lorna Wally Show on WROR.
Thank you. I love it.
Got someone you want us to call? Tell us who at the Lauren and Wally page of WROR.com. The Brian Bellbuster. Mornings on the 50s. 105.7 WROR. Boston's greatest hits. 105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. Sponsored by Horizon Interiors. Here's Lauren, LBF, Hank, and Brian.
You know, I've always felt we had like tons and tons of wild turkeys around. Don't you think this year it seems like they're even more and more than there ever were before? I mean, they're just every place.
Oh, my God. They're always coming through our neighborhood.
Yep, constantly.
And they're annoying. They'll stand in the middle of the road.
Yep,
they go up. They fly onto my neighbor's roof.
Amazing.
And, like, hang out there. But it's funny because the kids, we love when they come through the neighborhood. We're like, the turkeys are here, and we all run to the window and check it out.
It's amazing.
I mean, I live in the city. I live 6 miles from downtown Boston.
Exactly,
I live in Medford,
right, yeah.
And we have them in our neighborhoods now, which is kind of crazy.
And, yeah. You know, you notice they're stupid, they're aggressive, they're very just irritating and intimidating. And they won't get out of the way, and they just stand there and look at you, and they slow traffic. I've seen cars backed up like a half a mile because of a bunch of turkeys crossing the street and just standing in the middle.
They're pretty dumb because if one gets hit, the others don't scatter. They just stay there and,
yep.
Hey, did you see what happened to Tom?
Walk around with,
yeah. Really too bad, sir.
Well, I mean, I saw this on the news last night. Now the state is another thing. We know why they're so annoying. I will tell you.
We have figured out why they're so annoying, okay?
Because the state is asking for everyone's help to count the turkeys.
So, we did a little research on this, okay? So, we have a turkey report for you. And we know the state believes, this is what the state thinks. The state thinks there are 25,000 turkeys in Massachusetts. I think that's, like, way low. I think there are 25 in my backyard on any given weekend.
Probably. I was on in Winchester the other day driving through. There were 7 or 8 of them right on Highland Ave.
I know. Amazing.
Yeah, so Mass Wildlife wants everyone to count them. You can go to their website and, like, fill out the form of how many hens and poults and jakes and toms. And did you know, I found this fascinating. These are not the, like, original wild turkeys.
Right. Now, this is going to blow you away. The last of the original wild turkeys in Massachusetts.
Yeah.
The native. When was that?
1851.
That's right.
The last known native turkey was killed in Massachusetts, according to Mass Wildlife.
They probably had a big dinner to celebrate.
Probably so. That'd be my guess.
But the wild turkey is the official game bird of Massachusetts. So in the 70s, I can't believe it took that long. I mean, you know, over 100 years, they said, hey.
We're talking about the 1970s.
Yeah, the 1970s. Like, hey, we need some turkeys. So they brought in 37 New York turkeys.
Uh-huh.
Not even New England turkeys?
No. New York turkeys.
That's why they're so annoying.
Exactly.
They released them out in the Berkshires, and by 1978, the population was up to 1,000 turkeys. And now they're saying 25,000.
I don't believe that for a second.
So were they going to use crowdsourcing? For instance, if you if you report there are like 25, and I live next door and I report 25, is that 50 or the same 25?
That's the problem.
I don't know. I got to call Mass Wildlife. But what they're basically doing is counting how many there are so they can see how many to hunt.
Exactly. Oh. Precisely.
Can you add the Canada geese to that list, too?
Yes. Would you please do that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you got a turkey tail for us this morning, give us a call, 617-931-1057. We'd love to hear your turkey tails this morning, 617-931-1057. And in the meantime, coming up next, we got your 720 Men from Maine. Now, the Men from Maine this morning, Ephus makes a pretty bad mistake in his new job at the hospital. We'll share minutes from now. Oh, man, this is amazing. This is totally amazing. Everybody's got a turkey story. Okay, let's hang on. Let's get right to the turkey hotline this morning. This is Jim's online. Okay, hey, Jim, what's your turkey story?
Yeah, I work in Dartmouth, and there's about a herd of 30 of them that are always going through our parking lot, and they trap coworkers in their cars.
You're serious?
Serious.
Unbelievable.
They'll drop the car and won't move for anything.
Amazing. Thanks a lot, man. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, Jane, what's your turkey story?
Hey, I'm a visiting nurse, and I was pulling into a driveway one day to visit a patient, and there was a turkey that every time I went to open the door, he started to attack me. So I had to sit in the car for an hour before I could get out to go in to see my patient.
Wow, we're hearing a lot of this.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thanks for calling. Have a great day, okay?
You too. Yeah,
okay.
Thank you.
Okay, we got Mary's on. Hey, what's your turkey story, Mary?
Hi, I decided I was going to be the little landscaper, and I was going to have the best lawn in the neighborhood. And I went to Lowe's, bought all the products. I was out there for $8 on a Sunday. The next morning, I get up at 6 o'clock to go to work, and there must have been 30 turkeys in my front yard having breakfast. I was getting pissed at them, but all I could say was bon appetit.
I hope you count them for the state.
John's on the line. Hey, John, what do you got for us?
Well, as you also know, I work at the Bedford Tolls in Bedford, New Hampshire.
Right.
And I worked for the tolls for 19 years, and I want you to know I've seen turkeys like you would never believe, and people keep coming up to me, are those turkeys? I go, yes, and a lot of them are driving cars, but it's the idea. They said, do they have to pay? I said, no, they have Easy Pass. You just leave them alone, and we've had people that get hit. And I said, with all the accidents that we've had on the turnpike, I said, all you need now is some gravy, mashed potatoes, and stuffing, and we get Thanksgiving dinner on the go.
Sounds good to me, John. Okay, and we
toll
got the other John.
And stand-up. Hey, John, We're looking for Massachusetts turkeys, though.
Hey, John, what do you got for us? Okay, Mikey's on the line. Yeah, Mikey, tell us.
I had to take a double take. I seen a turkey next to my house. I says, what the...
It was a turkey. I couldn't believe it.
In Eastie?
It's not like I'm in the woods, guys. You know what I mean? I'm in East Boston City.
Was he wearing a gold chain?
That's right.
He was. He said, hey, how you doing? He said.
The state says, Mikey, just so you know, the state says be careful because the male turkeys can get to be 25 pounds. And they lose their fear of people. They can be very aggressive. So the state says don't hesitate to scare or threaten a bold, aggressive turkey with loud noises, swatting with a broom, or water sprayed from a hose. And a dog on a leash is a good idea. This is according to the state. So I'm just trying to help you arm yourself.
Okay.
Thanks a lot, man.
One more. I got to hear from Lisa here.
Lisa, what's your turkey tale?
She's in Medford. This happened a few years ago in Medford. There was this famous turkey named Phil that lived in the cemetery, and I wanted to see Phil. So I drive down near the cemetery, and there he is crossing the street. So I start my car because I can't go, and he's gone. Next thing you know, he comes up over the hood, gobbling like a madman. I'm freaking out. I don't know what to do. So I put the car in reverse and start to back up, backing up down the street. I turn around, and that turkey is vaulting after my car. I put on the brakes. He slams against the car, and I'm like, oh, no, I killed Phil. Everyone in the city's going to hate me.
Oh, no.
Next thing I know, the head comes up over the hood again, and he's gobbling like a madman. I'm ready to call 911 because I don't know how to get away from this turkey, and a man walked out of his house. Phil, leave the lady alone, and he shooed the turkey across the street.
Wow. Amazing.
Had an altercation with Phil on Playstead Road.
You know Phil, the turkey?
I do.
Exactly, Playstead Road. That's where it was.
Yep, what happened was is I stopped because he was crossing. He crossed over, and he turned around, and he looked at my car, which was silver. He sees his reflection. He came up, and he would peck at the side of the door.
Unbelievable. Hey, Lisa, would you introduce the men from Maine today?
Sure.
Okay, you know, just something really clever Lisa-like.
Oh boy!
How about here's men from Maine.
Up next, here's men from Maine.
There you go.
Nice.
Welcome to another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine. As today's action-packed drama begins, Ephus is sitting in $3 Dewey's when Lem walks in and we hear the following conversation.
My God, Ephus, that's a whopper of a shiner. How'd you get that?
Well, you know about my new job as an assistant EMT at the hospital.
Yeah.
Last night, this guy comes running in and he says he needs help.
Yeah.
His wife is having a baby out in a cab in the parking lot.
Oh, my God.
So I run out, I jump in the back seat, lift up her skirt, pull off her panties.
But what about the black eye?
Well, that's the peculiar thing. Turns out I got in the wrong cab.
Join us again soon for another thrilling episode of the exciting adventures of Men from Maine.
Yeah.
Right here on the Lorne and Wally Morning Show.
105.7 WROR. The Lorne and Wally Show.
Well, good morning. This is the Lorne and Wally Morning Radio Program, and we have a special mini report this morning for those of you who are making your plans now to be flying this summer on vacation. And it's all about taking care of yourself and your family so you don't get sick on vacation. And the problem is, one of the nastiest things you can do is get on an airplane and start touching things because it's contamination from all the sick people who are out there.
I remember traveling with Wally Brine, and he would bring a vat of antibacterial stuff and rub down
everything
around him.
Including the the leather or cloth armrests.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Very interesting.
It had a spray bottle.
He was a germaphobe.
Yes, he was a germaphobe.
I wonder if he's ever been turned aside by the TSA because he had more than 3 ounces. I bet he did.
No, he was an expert because he would he'd have multiple bottles of it. Okay, the little teeny ones with the little spritzer.
So what is the most disgusting part of it?
Okay, I'm going to give there are three things you must be aware of when you get on the airplane. I'll give them in ascending order from the nastiest. From the nasty to the nastiest. Okay.
Okay,
number three, this is nasty. You can get a lot of germs when you touch this. It's your seatbelt, specifically the buckle. Okay?
Okay.
That's nasty. Nastier is your tray table. Really nasty. Yeah. Because, you know, when they come through, people are spitting up stuff and, all coughing on it and spilling food and all that stuff.
Ooh.
On there, okay? But the nastiest, the nastiest thing that you don't want to touch on the plane.
The pilot's hand.
Is the flush button in the bathroom. That's the nastiest. But before you really get on the plane, there's even something that is the most nastiest of all. Is that
true?
Most nasty?
For sure.
The check-in kiosk. The check-in kiosk. The screens had an average of 10 times as much as the flush button on the bathroom in the plane.
Wow. So you should always go to the counter and check in.
Go to the counter and slow everybody down.
Check in the day before on your phone. That's
what I
do. There you
go. That's the best way to do it. So there you go. And now you know. Okay. Now, coming up, we're going to have a special dirty laundry report coming up 7:45. LBF is going to be with us here because it's all about Kate Spade and the Miss America thing. You know, what happened with Kate Spade? What's going to happen with Miss America? What's going to happen with the commute? Okay, everybody, it's time for your 7:45 Dirty Laundry Update. Now, this is a little bit different today, a little unusual, because LBF is on special assignment.
That's right.
But when
picking
this
up her kid from camp.
Exactly. But when this came up, she just had to be with us this morning. So there are two major things we want to cover this morning. Where do you want to start?
This is brought to you by Citizens Bank.
Okay, so where do you want to start this morning, LBF?
Well, I mean, like, good news, bad news. Like, let's start with the good news, okay? Let's start with the greatest news ever, which is there are no more swimsuits at Miss USA, or whatever it is. Is it Miss America?
Miss USA is still trashy as ever.
Yes, it's rivaling Miss Universe. Yes.
Yes. So no more bathing suit competition. And, like, I can't believe that it's taken this long. Now, let's not fool ourselves. It's still a beauty contest.
It is. I mean, hey, listen, it started off 98 years ago as a bathing suit competition. That was what it was called, a bathing beauty competition. Yes.
It's time. Yeah. It's time. You can't, it's so weird. I know that I'm probably not speaking to the right demographic in when I'm saying this, but it's
just in our room, you mean?
I'm so strange to sit there and watch a grown woman parade in a bikini with high heels in front of a bunch of people. It's bananas. I'm so glad it's gone.
Did you say bananas as in golden banana? Because
they said they're not going to judge on their outward physical appearance. That's what makes, you know, what makes the person your talent. And I don't know. I just feel wasn't part of the whole bathing suit part, like just exuding confidence and all that, you know, even the evening gown's going to change a little bit. And you can kind of wear whatever you want to.
Well, okay, see, they said that they could wear anything they wanted to in an evening gown. So then the big question is, well, is somebody going to come out there sporting a see-through evening gown, you know?
No, I don't think that's going to happen. I think that everyone's going to sort of play it the way that they want to play it, in the way that Gretchen Carlson is seeming to lead this pageant. And I think they'll probably not, you know, push that envelope. If they want to push that envelope, they can do Miss Universe.
Okay, so what's going to happen? Are the ratings going to go up or are the ratings going to go down?
I still can't believe they get ratings, but
that's what drives it. It's all about money.
I think initially the ratings will probably go down because I think the only person who watches Miss USA is Wally, and now he's not going to watch anymore.
You know, you're probably right about that.
You know, I never used to watch the bathing suit episode, that part of the. Yeah. I just wanted to see their talents, like playing a cello or tap dancing.
Like Gretchen Carlson said yesterday, she said that the...
really true, Hank.
maybe not a cello.
Well, they said that the talent thing is the highest, the most viewed part of the entire pageant. Who knew?
I mean, I know, there's nothing quite like seeing a woman in a prom dress play the piano and smile big and pretty.
I mean, who wants $1 million body and a 10-cent head, you know?
I might.
Okay. Yeah, but we all know you're shallow. So that's a completely different story. Okay.
Yeah. So
now, what about the Kate Spade thing? Because this is just...
Well, I think it's one of the most devastating stories of the year because she was only 55 years old.
Yep.
She died by suicide. She had a 13-year-old daughter who she actually left Kate Spade, sold it to raise her, and then she started this new company called Kate Francis Valentine, named after her daughter, and has been doing that. I mean, they sold Kate Spade maybe 10 years ago to a bigger company for
2002,
for $125 million, and then that company sold it for billions. Anyway, she was very dedicated to her daughter and very dedicated to her passion of design. My problem is, I mean, that's just the sad part about it, but what's even sadder, too, is I think the reason that everyone's so stunned by this is that Kate Spade and her designs really made people happy. They were whimsical. They were spunky. You looked at, they were bright. They were cheery. They were apparently the complete antithesis of what she was battling inside.
And so I think that's really what makes it very just heartbreaking for everybody. And, you know, it's affordable luxury. You know, you couldn't afford a Louis Vuitton bag when you're young or something like that. If you got a Kate Spade bag, if you got a Kate Spade jacket, if you got it was like you're fancy and you felt good about yourself. She was in the business of making people feel good about themselves, and the fact that she didn't feel that way about herself just makes it all the more tragic.
Hey, you know, LB, it just shows that we never know what problems other people are having.
No. And, you know, people were saying that on social media yesterday. It's like, you know, just a reminder to you know, being kind to people is important. You're not necessarily going to, you know, change the outcome, but it's important to acknowledge that you don't know what people are going through, and that, you know, and to make people aware that, you know, there are hotlines, there are people you can call there, you know, to prevent this. So, yeah. But I just think, yeah, I think it's like, it's a really sad day for a lot of people, and I think that she just touched a lot of lives.
Okay. Are you going to be back with us from special assignment tomorrow?
I don't know. I really like it down here. I'm in Sandwich at the Daniel Webster Inn. First of all, I'm in my favorite town because it's not just a town. It's my favorite food.
It's just the name alone, right?
And yeah, and I'm sitting here and there's a little fireplace. It's really nice. I don't know. Maybe I won't.
You ever get pulled over by the Sandwich police? They come up to the window and they say, is that a pastrami on rye?
Oh, my
okay.
God.
Well, listen. Hey, have a great day. And thanks for checking in with us even while you're on special assignment.
Okay, we'll see you later.
Can you grab a honey bun from Mary Lou's for me? They're awesome.
Yeah, do that if
no
you would,
problem.
Please. Okay, got it.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. The Lauren and Wally Show. This is Grand in 60 Seconds.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got a $1,000 bill that we're just dying to give away right here. And we're on the air with Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. We have our player on the line this morning. Her name is Robin, and she is from beautiful Gardner, Massachusetts. Robin Coughlin, as a matter of fact, is her name. Good morning, Robin. Welcome to the Lorna Wally Show.
Thank you. Good morning.
How are you this morning?
I'm fabulous. And yourself?
Very well, thank you. Now, according to my sources, Robin, you play along from home. As you listened in yesterday morning, you got 9 out of 10. Is that correct?
I did. I could not remember Evander Holyfield.
Okay. Wow. Well, we're going to see if you can get 10 out of 10.
Well, we're trying. We're hoping. I'm confident.
Okay, here's what's going to happen. Hank's going to be doing the quizzing for you this morning. He's going to ask you 10 questions in 60 seconds. You'll hear the ticker in the background. You can say pass at any time if you don't know the answer. And if you have time left over at the end, we'll come back. We'll pick it up. You get all 10 of them right in 60 seconds. We give you a $1,000 bill. So are you ready to play?
I'm ready.
Listen very closely and speak up nice and loud so we can hear all of your answers. 3,
okay.
2, 1, go.
Robin, spell Tom Brady.
T-O-M-B-R-A-D-Y.
What is the First Lady of the United States' first name?
Melina.
What is the postal abbreviation for Texas?
TX.
June 6, 1944 is also known as what day?
V-Day.
Which Joe was nicknamed the Yankee Clipper?
Pass.
Which state is called the Pine Tree State?
Pass.
What type of creature was the star of the film Jaws?
A shark. Great white shark.
What was the name of the mansion where Elvis Presley died?
Graceland.
What beer's old slogan was, just a kiss of the hops?
Pass.
What Journey song is featured in the last moments of the series finale of The Sopranos?
Don't Stop Believin'.
Which Joe was nicknamed the Yankee Clipper?
Oh!
You did a good job.
Yeah, you did a very good job. You got
Thank you. You got seven
correct, and you passed on, the Yankee Clipper. Yeah. You passed on which state? Okay, pick up the.
I think the judges also. It's Melania.
Okay.
All right. Joe DiMaggio was the Yankee Clipper. Maine was called the Pine Tree State. And Schlitz was the beer that had the old slogan, just a kiss of the hops.
I actually thought it was that, but I just kind of blanked it out.
Understand.
Like that. Yeah, that's okay.
We got a prize for you, a consolation prize. You've won $100 Stop and Shop gift card. For cooking on a budget, check out the Savory Magazine. 3 meals for $10 each section, featuring recipes for super sandwiches available now at your neighborhood Stop and Shop. So congratulations. Thank you very much for playing the game. Have yourself a terrific day. And please continue to listen. We'll have a contest. We'll have a quiz for you every day, okay?
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a great day yourself.
Okay. Thanks, Robin.
Okay. Yeah. Bye-bye.
Okay, everybody else, if you think you got what it takes to win, every weekday we play Win a Grand in 60 Seconds. Enter to the contest by right now by logging on to WRR.com. We'll randomly pick players from the online entries, and you could have a chance to win $1,000 from our friends at Century Bank. Yep, we'll do it again tomorrow morning. Thank you very much to our friends at Century Bank right here at WRR.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
105.7 WROR. Good morning. This is the Lauren and Wally Morning Radio Program, and this is the You May Be Cooler Than You Think You Are report this morning. And there's some things that people don't even they would not have considered cool before, but they're beginning to consider it cool now.
Yeah, they did like a survey of people, you know, what do you consider these things to be cool? And some of the top item was kind of surprising. A reusable coffee cup, reusable water bottles.
Yeah, I have those.
You have them?
You have those? Okay, you're cool.
Look how cool you are.
I have both of them right in front of me.
I know, because, you know, we're trying to... People are trying to be earth-friendly, so, I mean, that's kind of like a cool thing to do that you wouldn't think of. You know, just a balanced diet. Not like crazy. All right, so, well, one for two, right?
You know, I'm trying.
But, like, keeping a balanced diet, not, like, just cutting out certain things, but just try to, you know, just general balance. You know, staying in instead of going out, like hosting dinner parties instead of all going out to a restaurant.
Okay, so that's kind of trendy now. That's something old that's new again.
That seems to be a big theme. Yeah. Like record players are cool again.
Right,
I just got a record player for my birthday. I'm like, I want a record player again. And cutting back on your drinking is also kind of cool right now.
Okay, so, well, you know, 4 out of 5, not bad.
Cycling. Cycling is very cool right now.
Okay, now that brings us up to the Pan-Mass Challenge.
Yeah.
Well, I want to remind you that we're less than 2 months away from the Pan-Mass Challenge now. The goal this year is $52 million. Now, if you're at work right now and you're working with, like, say you're working with 20 people, you won't believe this, but somebody in that group doesn't know how to ride a bicycle and never has. 1 out of 20 Americans does not know how to ride a bicycle.
That's stunning to me.
Okay, get these people on a bike. Come on, help us out here. We got $52 million to raise to fight cancer here. And a matter of fact, we have some fun rides for the kids coming up this weekend. This Saturday, WRR is going to be at the PMC Kids Ride in Mansfield in support of the kids bringing up closer mile by mile for the cure. While you're there, you can win passes to Canobie Lake Park for summer fun. Canobie's ready with rides, games, and shows and a brand new water park. And then Sunday, WRR is going to be at the PMC Kids Rides in Needham and Hingham. A lot of kids are going to be there. And while you're there, you can also, once again, win tickets to Canobie Lake Park.
Okay. Yeah, and also, you should go to WROR.com and check out LBF's challenge, because, you know, she's off today, and she's down the Cape picking her daughter up from camp. So I bet, you know what she's not doing?
Riding her bike.
She has Planet Fitness bike at home, and they're actually matching donations to her ride up to $5,000 if she can ride the, you know, 192 miles in a month.
But wow. Okay. And sometimes you see LBF, you think she's riding the bike, but no, she's just wearing the helmet.
Yeah.
That's probably true.
You know?
Yeah,
she's only at 12.76 miles right now, so I don't know if she's going to get to the 192.
Hey, do you think they're going to reboot Roseanne? That's one of the big questions, because they're saying they might be able to do the show without Roseanne. So, have any TV shows ever been able to do this before?
Oh, wow.
We'll cover that next right here at WROR. Hanks.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the What If Report. Okay, now the What If Report is all about Roseanne. Because there's been a lot of speculation about Roseanne. And it's really amazing thing that's going to happen to the network, because they're going to lose a lot of money, because they, even though they canceled the show and all the people are out of a job now, they had a contract and all those writers are going to get paid anyway.
Sarah Gilbert and Tom Werner and the showrunner Bruce Helford had kind of gotten together, because they, you know, they still had 13 episodes on the books.
Yeah.
So they're like,
yeah,
well, can we actually salvage this if we, like, maybe write the show about Darlene?
Now, how do you do
rebrand it?
How do you do a show called Roseanne without Roseanne?
It'd be fun to see how they might, you know, kill her off or something, though.
That's what could happen. Because there's precedent for this. And probably the closest example of this, if anybody remembers, when you were probably your kid, is back in the 80s, and there was a show called Valerie.
Oh, I used to watch the Hogan Family.
Exactly. Precisely. And Valerie starred Valerie Harper.
Yeah.
Well, she got blown out of the show. And so they saved the show by, they changed it to the Hogan Family. And the rumors around the time that she wasn't, you know, inflammatory like Roseanne was, but she was difficult.
It was just a contract dispute.
Yeah, it was a contract dispute.
Yeah.
And so the show
they brought in Sandy Duncan.
Sandy Duncan, yeah. So anyway, so that.
Oh, yeah.
And then more recently, if you can take 2 and a Half Men, Charlie Sheen's out of 2 and a Half Men, and then Ashton Kutcher comes in. Okay.
Yeah. Or, hey, you know,
it's fine.
Yeah, when Michael J. Fox left Spin City, Charlie Sheen came in.
Amazing. Okay.
I still haven't gotten over Charlie's Angels getting rid of Farrah. Farrah Fawcett gone.
Okay, well, okay. What about Three's Company? Oh, Suzanne Summers left.
Chrissy. Oh.
Yeah, the other Chrissy.
Yeah, not so much.
Yeah, but they lasted 3 more seasons after she left.
Yeah, they even replaced the Ropers.
Okay. Really. Okay, local. Cheers. Early. Remember Cheers?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Shelley Long was, a big part of Cheers. She was Diane, okay? She left the show because she thought that she wanted to be a movie star. And she thought that she wasn't getting a big enough part. You know, so she leaves the show. Big mistake on her part. And it lasted longer without her than it did with her. So it could happen. You never know.
It's possible. So
some of the movies they do, James Bond, 007.
That's right. How many James Bond? Were they like seven James Bonds?
Sure. And Batman, too. Batman.
Yeah, every movie's a different Batman.
Hey, there's a rumor that Donald Glover could be the next Willy Wonka. Anything is possible.
Anything can happen.
The Lauren and Wally Show, 105.7 WROR.